from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, swimming in the rivers, it's back in the news again. Trump is U-turned on Afghanistan. What does it all mean? And we finally tell the funniest joke of the Edinburgh Fringe. But before any of that, Sky TV on the out.
And so anyway, they've lost in the last period, because yesterday was their profit announcement day. They lost 33,000 people, walked out the door and gone. So that is not good news. And then they went after the press. And in a way, they went after the press because I can fully understand why they feel the way they do. But here's what they don't understand about the modern world. When you buy a product, and this is their fundamental argument, we buy the Olympic Games. We've got the rights to the Olympic Games in this part of the world. Now, when somebody like the New Zealand Herald goes and clips up a little piece of video from the Olympic Games and whacks it on the New Zealand Herald website, they are not paying for that, and they're putting it on their website in the hope that more people will go to that website and they will earn revenue out of it. And that is what infuriates Sky, and you can fully understand why they would be infuriated by that, because they believe they own it. But do they really own it? And this is the Kim.com line. Never thought I'd use his name again. But fundamentally, Kim.com...
Can you not say it too often in case he suddenly appears?
Exactly. Why are you a hater, Mike? Mike, why are you a hater? Sorry. Anyway, so Kim.com's argument is the net's open to everybody. And if there's content, just go grab it. Because nobody owns anything. Which, of course, is not true. But those are the sort of people in the whole discussion. So you got Sky at one end going, we own it, we bought it. You got someone like the Herald in the middle going, well, yeah, but hang on, fair use. This is news and current affairs. This is the real world. This is how it works, and we've got to report it. And then you got Kim.com saying there are no rules. And so how does anybody sort that out? It's a cluster, is what it is. There is no right, there is no wrong, there is no agreement, and this is going to be the way it is for the future. This is the future unfolding before your very eyes.
Hey, Sky.
Yeah.
Why don't you try stop telling people what they want and give them what they actually want? That's just my little piece of advice.
That's Glenn for you. That's why he's there earning the big bucks.
Yeah, that's not exactly true. In spite of the trouble Sky finds themselves in, I don't think I am earning anything like as much as they are. Oh, well. At least I'm fighting the good fight, right? Now, how swimmable are the rivers? Can we sort it out? Who's sorting it out? And why do we need to sort it out?
And Glenn raised this, and quite rightly so. As much as we may want swimmable rivers or drinkable rivers or paddleable rivers or wadeable rivers or whatever sort of rivers you want, I've never enjoyed a river. I would suggest most people don't enjoy a river. I mean, to be fair, I like to sit on a bank of a river. But once you go in, you're talking about slippery, slimy rocks, you're talking about potential eels, and you just never know when you're swinging off the tree whether that's just a little bit shallower than you thought and there's an injury coming. Basically, rivers are fraught. I mean, nice to watch.
Certainly.
And cold.
There's something disturbing about a potential eel, isn't there?
Very much so. And very cold. Have you ever dipped your toe into a lovely warm river? No, they're never warm. And I mean, so really, I'm just wondering if we're putting the cart before the horse and all this clean-up environmental business.
I tell you what is fun. The what? Ford.
The Ford's fantastic. The Ford is fantastic. But is the Ford really a river? I mean, it is part of a river.
Well, you need. I mean, there's no point having a ford without a river.
No, that is true. But when you're fording something, you're not fording a real river. It's just a stream, isn't it? You really only ford a stream. You don't ford a river.
You don't get so. Are there as many fords around these days?
There are not fords. It's not like Glenn, the good old days when you could wander down on a Sunday morning and grab a few sticks and a few rocks and ford up a stream, then go home for a roast lamb lunch. Eh? Watch a bit of rugby in the afternoon. Have a beer.
I mean, driving through a river, that's cool.
Coolest thing going. Get yourself a Toyota Hilux and drive yourself through a river. Jeez, times have changed, haven't they? I could go down memory lane all day, 16 to 7.
So should we be aiming for fordable rivers? Not affordable, just fordable. And then we'll work our way onwards from there, maybe. That sounds achievable, don't you reckon? Now, Trump's Afghanistan. It's a slightly different picture today than it was this time yesterday.
He favoured getting the hell out of there. He now wants to stay and win. And in that last word, win, is the potential disaster that history shows awaits almost all American leaders who decide that going into a country and fighting people is a good idea. It almost never works. Certainly not in modern warfare against an ideology as opposed to a registered army. The difference under Trump is he's making it regional. He's piling the pressure on Pakistan, who harbour the dangerous people. He's piling pressure on India, who do good business with America and have strong influence over Pakistan. And he's not telling or telegraphing what the Americans are going to do or when, based on his long-held belief that war is about surprise. So his trouble is this. When has he won? How many times has America wandered into countries only to get stuck there? Is Iraq one? Not even close. Trump, in his own speech, talked of the vacuum created when they pulled out too early. And that's Afghanistan in a nutshell. No one's going to surrender. They're going to hide in the hills until the Americans decide they've had enough, or the political power wanes, which is what happened to Obama, of course, and when the coast is clear, they'll carry on where they left off. Afghanistan is riddled with corruption, even from those democratically elected. In the traditional sense, in the way the Trump supporter would understand it, you win a war two ways. You vanquish the enemy or you get a white flag. Neither is happening in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's all very depressing. Other than Mike's use of the word vanquish, which is to be commended. And I'm just making a little note, use the word vanquish more in everyday conversation. Right, let's get to the really important business of the day. The best joke of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is awarded a Dave, which is an elephant-shaped trophy. None of this makes any sense. None of it.
Now I'm under pressure. I'm under pressure with my Edinburgh Fringe joke, under pressure from two different angles. Angle number one, Mike, why do you always never follow through? Well, that's not true for a start. That's fake news. You talk about a subject, then say that's coming up later, just like your joke, and all this does is brass your listeners off because you're on it at the time when we're all getting ready for work. As much as we'd like to stay listening, sometimes we are busy.
Who's said that?
I don't know.
So that's just anonymous?
Some person who doesn't have priorities.
Well, the onus is on them to listen properly.
Correct. It's only work and you're only getting ready. Get your priorities right.
That's the whole point of radio. You can take it with you wherever you go.
That's right. So the other part I'm under pressure on is the boss, or the junior boss just came through, the lower middle management boss just came through, the trainee lower middle management boss just came through. And she said, is the main joke about the joke your delivery? And I got tremendous heat the other day when I did the other Edinburgh Festival jokes. Most people thought they weren't funny. I said, those jokes weren't funny. And everyone seemed to agree in the meeting. They weren't funny because I delivered them so badly.
Yeah, I feel partially responsible because, remember, I re-delivered one.
Brilliantly.
And then everybody said, oh, yeah, now I understand the joke.
I've got my audience abusing me. I've got delivery issues. I have no idea how to continue with the program.
So interesting feedback there that he teases things sometimes and then people don't get the chance to hear them because it's one of my bosses in our meeting after the show this morning complained that she didn't even get to hear what happened next, which was this.
We've got the best joke from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I really feel like there's just no way that it could possibly live up to the hype.
I'm telling you, it's not the
build up.
The joke's crap. It's a crap joke, and I'm going to just deliver it the way I would deliver it. And do feel free to come on in and go, no. That shouldn't be delivered this way. Now, do you want the second best joke, which I regard to be vastly funnier?
Yeah, let's do that one as a warm up, shall we?
Okay, here's a warm up. This is Frankie Boyle, who came second. Here it is. Here's Frankie's line. You ready for this? Trump's nothing like Hitler. There's no way he could write a book. Ah, that's not a bad joke. Okay, you go. And I delivered that okay, didn't I? That was straight up and down.
If you say so.
If the winning joke, here's the winning joke. Ken Ching. He won the 10th annual award for Dave's funniest joke off the fringe. With the line, here it is. I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change. That is the best, and I delivered that okay, didn't I? You got that? I couldn't have done any better, could I? I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change.
No, that's worse.
Okay, all right.
Shall we hear it from the man himself?
Oh, let's do it.
I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change.
There you go, that's the best.
I feel like I want to have a go now.
Okay, give it a go. You want to do second first?
No. I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, Mike. And then again, I hate all change.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
See? I mean, that's completely unbiased, that sound effect.
Scored yourself.
Yeah, I don't know who plays those sound effects, but they are onto it. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. I'm going to go off and find some sound effects to accompany the rest of my day, because that's how I roll. And well, we'll see you back here again tomorrow for more rapping. Cue rustling paper sound effect.